Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. Two for one, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow, line dance song.
Hey, Sign Guy Nation, QT and Sign Guy here with you on another Friday afternoon. Some show notes before we get going. Tonight, WCWO running in Indianapolis as usual. FIP in Ybor City, Florida. All-Star Wrestling in Cloverdale, British Columbia. CWE in Winnipeg, Manitoba. SICW in Jeffersonville, Indiana. RCW in Retama, Texas. Tomorrow night, Gouge Pro Wrestling in Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. WRW in Fishers, Indiana. WCCW in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. WWA in Central City, Kentucky. NWA in Dyersburg, Tennessee. And RPW in Melbourne, Florida tomorrow night. So get out there, support your local independent promotions. Lots of great wrestling going on, so get out there and check that out. And we are scheduled to be joined today by someone who is at the FIP show in Florida today. We're going to attempt to give him a call. Hopefully we'll get through. So QT, cross those fingers and toes.
My fingers are crossed, and my toes have been crossed since birth.
Wow, that sounds painful. All right, here we go. Let's see if we can get him on the line.
Hello.
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 Is this Mr. Francisco Chiazzo, the King of the South?
What's up, man? Who am I talking to?
You got Sign Guy and QT Vokes with you from Turnbuckle Turmoil Radio, and we are excited here today. We've been looking forward to having you on the show. Thanks for taking time today. I know you're at FIP in Ybor City, and should be a great show there tonight.
Yeah, man, it's going to be great. I'm currently standing in the locker room half naked with a towel around my waist. I got AJ Janazzo with me, the Don Pete Cannon, and Tommy Sweet Pinarelli. We got a rock and roll sweat and stroll. We're here representing Ring Warrior as FIP presents Fall. Hey, can you shut up? I mean, we're here at Fallout 2015 in Ybor City. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing very well. Now, our first question to you, since it's your first time on our show, we ask every first-timer this. What got you into the business of professional wrestling?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. It was I actually had this question asked me a couple days ago on an interview. The very first time I read the WrestleMania. Will you guys quiet the fuck down? Can I say fuck on this?
Sure.
But nonetheless, it was a good, absolutely fuck. I'm just going to keep saying fuck. The second I saw Hogan and Andre, that actually got me into the business. Man. I fell in love with the business. I knew that this was going to be next to impossible to do this in the locker room, but nonetheless, we'll try to make do.
Now, can you tell what about Hogan and Andre attracted you to the point that it got you personally involved in the business of wrestling?
Oh, man, honestly, man, the way they had the crowd. I mean, they literally had the crowd from bell to bell. So nobody did it like they did it. And from honestly point on, I completely fell in love with the business from that point on.
Now, you've been in the business for quite some time, and you've been successful to the point you were dubbed the King of Florida. Florida has a very, very rich history in professional wrestling going back many decades. What's it like to be in the business and have so much respect that you are the king of a history-rich state like Florida?
Well, man, it's something I take pretty serious. You know, it was a moniker that fans actually dubbed me. I mean, I won the King of the State tournament back in, God, I think it was like 2011 or 2012, if I remember correctly. But it wasn't me that actually, you know, came up with that moniker. It was just the fans over time just saw that I was busy and probably one of the busiest pro wrestlers in the state and just started calling me the King of Florida. So I just kind of, excuse my pardon. You know, from that point on, you know, it just kind of stuck. And, you know, within the last few months, I've kind of tearing it up along the Southeast and been dubbed the King of the Southeast. So I'm just going to keep taking over the country, and pretty soon I'll be the King of the United States, and everyone will fuck themselves.
Like you just said, you become King of the South as well, and you're kind of branching out, going into Alabama and other regions as well. Is traveling something that is sort of a goal of yours that you've had your eye on for a while, or is it just kind of evolved on its own organically?
Well, I've been traveling for over a decade. I mean, I've been traveling Florida, Georgia, England, China, Puerto Rico, and just, you know, we've really branched out a lot into Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee. Hey, can you grab those? And, pretty soon, I think probably next year, we'll be heading to Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina. So definitely making our name for ourselves and showing the box is tearing it up all across the Southeast. We're doing a lot with the Slambinos, just like we're here tonight here at FIP Fallout. Tomorrow night I'll be in Orlando for FIP Fallout Night 2. So definitely, definitely getting a lot of miles under my belt. Myself, the Queen of the Southeast, Stormy Lee, Simon Says, Tommy Pinarelli, Anthony Genazzo, Pete Cannon, we're tearing it up all along the Southeast, and we're happy to be doing everything we're doing.
And you've also traveled to the Caribbean, the Bahamas, and places like that, which also has a long history of professional wrestling dating back to when Eddie Graham used to promote it. What's it like wrestling on the islands in the Caribbean as far as the fan reaction compared to what you see in the United States?
Oh, honestly, man, it's like night and day. I spent quite a bit of time in Puerto Rico working for Carlos. Damn right I'm going to put myself over. Shit, it's my day. I spent a lot of time in Dominican Republic. The crowds are a lot different there. You know, they really invest. Puerto Rico the night they had a riot and Conan cracked Carlos's daughter over the head with a guitar. That was good times. And scared the living shit out of me. And it's probably one of the scariest things I've ever been a part of in my life. You know, 2,000 angry Puerto Ricans that you could possibly get their hands on at you. You know, that's not a, you know.
I referenced some of the scarier fan aspects out there. Do you have any with the fans that something that stands out as a really enjoyable moment that you had with the fans?
Honestly, I mean, I'm going to get kind of sappy here for a minute, but a couple weeks ago, we were actually in right outside of Atlanta, a promotion called Southern Pride Championship Wrestling, and right in Monroe, Georgia. And had a guy come up to me in the locker room, didn't even know, I've never met him before. And I didn't know if he was a fan, part of the show, or half the time you can't even really tell the difference nowadays. But the guy came up to me and said he had read a post of mine a couple of weeks before that, and you know, talked about when I was at a low point in my life and so on, and came up and said, you know, that it kind of inspired him to do better with his life and so on. Yeah, I wish somebody would have inspired me to quit wrestling. But on a serious note, the guy said he was contemplating suicide, and reading my post, you know, kind of helped him to do things a little bit better with his life and so on. And that really took me aback because never had anybody in my entire life say I kept them from committing suicide. I never my intent to go out there and be anybody's counselor, because I'm the last person in the world to be giving life advice. I wear spandex around hundreds of people, for God's sake, so I can't be that bright. But nonetheless, that was a real touching point for me, being in business as long as I have. That something like that was, you know, really makes it all worth it.
Did that make you think about the reach that professional wrestlers have and have always had, as far as being people that the fans looked at? I don't want to know if role models is the right word, but they look at them and they kind of get inspiration to do things in their life that a lot of the wrestlers wouldn't necessarily think they inspired.
Absolutely. I mean, as entertainment, it's just part of the course, you know, and it's part of what we do. And you know, at the end of the day, if you can, you know, help somebody out and without I'm sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. I'm looking at a naked Italian ass right now. I'm trying to be serious. But at the end of the day, it really is par for the course. You know, whether you want to be a role model or not, people do look at you different when you do what we do. And again, if you're able to help one person, you know, maybe it kind of makes it all worth it, you know. Hashtag real life.
Absolutely. You mentioned earlier going into Tennessee. One of the people that got me into this business happens to reside in Tennessee. He's been a fixture there for many, many years, that being Ox Harley. Have you come across Ox Harley yet? Well,
all over the house, they're on the stove, they're in the kitchen, they're everywhere, just because she's on top. She doesn't like being on top, though. But I'm Bob Box.
Very true.
Very true. What, you know Stormy too?
I've heard.
Who is this guy, huh? So, what, am I a clown? I'm here to amuse you? I'm here to make you laugh? What, funny ha-ha? Like how? What the fuck is so funny about me? Tell me, huh? All right, so go ahead. Next question.
All right. Well, you always have seemed to be in pretty great shape. Can you take us through what a typical week's diet for you might be like in order to maintain that great physique?
Well, today aside, we just got back from a pizza joint. So today aside, typically I eat pretty clean. You know, typical egg whites, lean meats, fishes, you know, brown rice, you know, stuff like that. No dick, not this week. I'm dick free this week. But nonetheless, no. Stormy got dick. She got half a dick. Got lots of dick yesterday. Train anywhere between 4 to 5 days a week, depending on my road schedule. If I'm on the road Friday, Saturday, we try to train somewhere if we're in the town. But I try to get in there at least four times a week, at least 2 hours a day. You know, try to eat as clean as possible. No fast food, all that garbage. I mean, it's as hard as it is, it's more expensive to live healthy than it is to be fat like Pete Cannon.
Now, for some of the wrestlers out there that might be new, do you have certain places that you try to gravitate to after a show? Because I know usually shows end kind of late and choices get limited, but do you have a few places where you go where you know you'll be able to eat something somewhat clean and still be able to get a food?
A lot of what I do now is pack my own food. Honestly, you know, I really started packing my own food the last couple of weeks, or last couple of months, rather. Stormy and I will meal prep before we leave, and take our ground turkey, our chicken breast, and so on. And we try to eat as clean. We don't do any. We don't drink. We don't. I didn't have Burger King today. Actually, I had ground turkey breast, a little bit of pasta, and some egg whites. And then I had a protein bar, and I didn't have Dick today. Again, no Dick. And no Dick. Oh no, no. But honestly, but you know, all kidding aside, you know, we try to stay as clean as possible because I mean, we try to look our best. People are paying to see guys who look like wrestlers. You know, they don't pay to see bags of shit with eyes. So.
At this point, my co-host QT is standing by. I know that he has some questions, so I'm going to pass things over to him for a while.
All right. Hey, QT, how are you? I got a friend named QT Marshall, probably not the same guy.
Oh, QT Marshall, is it?
Yeah, I'm actually good. He's a friend of mine, but I was every time I hear the word QT, I think of QT Marshall.
Oh, well, when they call me QT, it stands for quite terrific.
Very good. I like that. Very good.
Yes. Well, Francisco, I saw your YouTube video entitled Chico Adam versus Francisco Ciato. Am I pronouncing that right?
It's actually Ciato, but close enough.
Ciato. Oh, okay. Ciato at Vintage Wrestling's 60th anniversary. What's that?
No, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Say that again.
Oh, okay. It was at Vintage Wrestling's 6th anniversary, 4/18/2015. And when Chico Adams first came into view, my first thought was, he bears a slight resemblance to TNA Mr. Kennedy.
Oh.
Are you yourself a big fan of the man from Green Bay, Wisconsin?
That's the thing I think about me. Chico Adams?
Yes.
He's a good up-and-coming talent. You know, I don't dislike the guy. I don't really know him all that well. He definitely held his own that night. You know, if I would have been him walking into that locker room against me, I'd have probably been scared shitless, too. But, he did hold his own and didn't back down. And I hit him really, really hard. And he did what he could to hit me back really, really hard. You know, but at the end of the day, we gave the crowd a good show. And gave a match that, you know, people have been... a few people that have wanted to see it for a while, and there was some backstage politics going on, and you know, some back stupid wrestling with greaseball heat, and you know, that either him or I had a part of. But at the end of the day, we did good business and gave the crowd a good show, and that's ultimately what matters. You know?
Now, do you agree with my assessment that he looked as bears a slight resemblance to Mr. Kennedy?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, now, Chico had what appeared to be a bear paw on his trunks. There have been plenty of times on Turnbuckle Turmoil where we have had Native American wrestlers on our show. A few weeks ago, we had on Chief Little Bear, and he had on a bear paw on his wrestling.
Hold on one second. He just brought up Chief Little Beef. We call him Chief Little Beef. What's that? I'm sorry. Let me definitely laugh. Go ahead.
Oh, I'll wait till the laughter dies down.
No, you're good.
Oh, okay. Well, now he had a bear paw on his wrestling singlet. I myself am going to wear an otter with a clam on its stomach in my final match because I am part Cowlitz Indian. My question is, what Indian symbol would you have on your wrestling trunks should you ever find yourself in Arizona and be adopted by the Apache Indian tribe?
I would have a big brajol with Indian feathers on it.
Oh, okay. And what is a brajol?
A big brajol is slang for a big dick, but it's a big piece of meat. It's a big Italian braised piece of meat. It's called a brajol. Yeah, it's the opposite of little beef. Big beef.
Stromboli.
No. Yes. No.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Well, when you first made your appearance in the video, in your dark sunglasses. My first impression was he looks like Bret Hart. Were you a fan of the man known as the Hitman?
I was actually. He was actually one of my favorites growing up. and it's somebody I kind of emulated over the years. He's definitely one of my favorites.
All right, okay. Now, Chicha Adams hit you from behind in what football players call the chop block to the left knee while you were talking to the referee. My question is, did you indeed play football in high school, and did you ever suffer a chop block as a defensive left guard or center?
No, I didn't. I actually played weak side linebacker, so I never had that luxury of getting hit that way. Now, I actually had hit a few guys that way myself, but never had the pleasure of getting hit that way myself. Until that match, by the way.
All right, linebacker Dick Butkus and Kurt Angle used to play linebacker.
Yes, sir, they did.
Oh, all right. Okay. Did you pattern your play after Dick Butkus, the legendary Bear middle linebacker?
No, I did not at all, actually. I wasn't there very long. I played 2 years, and my heart just wasn't in it. I was always a fan of professional wrestling, and that's not where my head was at even as a kid.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, at the 7:42 mark of the match, you can clearly see a set of steps that lead up to the ring apron. Now, on the WWE, they have had several Money in the Bank matches, and ladders are involved to reach the briefcase that contain the Money in the Bank. Have you ever been involved in a step stool match, like the one Sign Guy and myself witnessed at the TCW match with the members of Rolling Too Deep? They had a step stool match.
No, but that does sound pretty damn funny, actually.
Well, Rolling Too Deep put on one of the best step ladder matches I've ever seen. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, Francisco, in an act of defiance, a young boy in a yellow shirt threw back the white hat that Chico had given him before the match. They clearly wanted to tell Chico that he didn't like wrestlers with a surly attitude that get pinned in under 8.5 minutes. Well, actually, it was more like 5 minutes and 40 seconds if you count from the start of the actual action.
Right.
My question is, do you have a white baseball cap that is signed by TNA superstars Bobby Roode and Eric Young?
No, I don't.
All right, what is your most valuable piece of wrestling memorabilia that you have?
Oh, wow. Probably one of my blue blazer figures, probably, is probably one of my most prized possessions in my collection.
All right, blue blazers, okay. What has been the most interesting wrestling autobiography you have ever read?
Probably Mick Foley's first book.
Oh, okay, Mick Foley, okay. Have you ever been to a Mick Foley book signing?
No, not at all.
Okay. What is the hardest knife-edge chop you have ever received from a lady wrestler?
I haven't received one.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well, what's the hardest knife-edge chop you've ever received from a male wrestler?
Marquis Bruce Santee, probably.
Oh, okay. Now, was that the first time you had wrestled at the Orlando Rec Center in your match with Chico?
No. The first time I actually ever wrestled there was Ring of Honor. Proving Ground 2, I think, back in 2009, I believe.
2009, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Francisco, who makes up the Circle of Disrespect, and are you a member of this faction?
Yes, I am, and it's myself and the Emerald Member, Simon Says.
All right. Did the Circle of Disrespect recently attend a Legends Lunch hosted by B. Brian Blair?
Yeah, it was a few months back, maybe about 6 months ago, I believe.
Oh, okay. 6 months ago. Where was this, and what was served at this lunch? Was it chicken?
No, I can't even remember, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, Francisco, when we had on B. Brian Blair on Turnbuckle Turmoil, I told him the story of how Paul McCartney drove up to the Heathrow Airport, parked his limousine in the no parking zone, went into the airport, only to emerge 30 minutes later to find the police at his limo. But they were not there to issue a ticket, but rather just to get an autograph. I then told Mr. Blair about David Beckham, and David Beckham was at the Department of Motor Vehicles in Los Angeles. And he was there at peak operating time, wait time for the customers, and he just strolled into the Los Angeles DMV, past like 45 people in line to the issuing window. I told B. Brian Blair that Turnbuckle Turmoil was going to work hard to get him front line privileges wherever he went. My question is, do you yourself have head-of-the-line privileges at the DMV in Orlando, Florida, or any IHOP restaurant?
Of course, I'm the king of the Southeast. Of course I got privileges like that.
Oh, okay. Wow, you've already established head-of-the-line privileges. I must tell B. Brian Blair about this. Okay. Yeah.
Well, guys, I've got to get wrapping up here. We got a meeting coming up here. Again, we're at Fallout 2015 here in Ybor City, so I do got to get moving. But I do appreciate you guys having me on. If you got a final question, I'll be happy to answer it. And then unfortunately, I do got to get moving.
Yes.
Well,
do you have any final question?
Before you go, any social media shows, anything like that?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Do you have anything you want to plug, like your social media shows?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. You can catch me on Facebook, Francisco Chiazzo. You can follow me on Twitter at Francisco Chiazzo, Instagram at Francisco Chiazzo, and I think I'm actually the only straight man that's on Pinterest at Francisco Chiazzo. Next week, I'm actually off. November 6th, I'll be back here at Ybor City for the FIP kickoff for the Evolve show, November 6th. November 7th, we'll be in Rockwood, Tennessee. And then the following weeks after that, we're going to be anywhere between Birmingham, Alabama, back to Louisiana, Global Championship Wrestling. We're going to be possibly debuting for Combat Pro in Louisiana, as well as Alabama. So we've got a lot of things coming up, but you'll be able to follow me on those social media networks, catch my schedule between Tennessee, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and all through Florida. So I really do appreciate you guys having me on. Sorry I've got to go so quick. But, of course, we are here working tonight. So definitely appreciate you having me on. And you guys, good luck with the show.
Thank you very much. Bump safe out there, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. You take care. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Francisco Chiazzo, the King of the South, as he is billed now. QT, we've never had a King of the entire South before.
Well, I guess he takes that king title seriously, sign guy, and he's ruled over the South with a dignified royalty. Yes, I guess he's pretty much has his peasants and servants and stable men and stable women that tend his royal horses. I guess he gives them pretty good privileges because he himself said, and you heard, that he has front-of-the-line privileges, just like Paul McCartney and David Beckham.
How do you think he would fare against the King Dale Houston?
Wow. I think Dale Houston would be in for a slightly rough time. It seems like Francisco might be 20 years or maybe 18 or 19 years younger than him.
That seems pretty close to accurate, actually.
Now, Sangha, you mentioned WCWO is going to be in action tonight. Will they be having an early Halloween costume contest?
They are actually celebrating Halloween for the next 2 weeks, QT. Both tonight and next Friday, they're having Halloween-themed events there at the Outlaw Arena.
Wow. All right. You know if Dave Barnett is going to participate in any corn mazes?
Not to my knowledge, although tonight I believe he has jumped the gun. He's gone into things a bit early for Mini Beast's birthday, which, of course, you know is tomorrow.
Oh, will he be 5 years old already?
4 years old.
Oh, wow, four, okay. Gee whiz. I should send him a fruit pie, yes.
Well, you need to overnight it if you're going to get it there in time.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, son guy, I was, now it's been quite some time since I initiated our game called Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk. And I was I worked fairly hard to give Francisco Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk. I think I last drew up Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk probably, I'm going to say 105 days ago. Would you like to
Has
play
it been
Bring
that
on the
long?
Choice, Bring on the Funk? Oh, yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, you know, that's been a long time. Maybe we should just jump into there.
I'm going to pretend like you are Francisco, and I'm going to reel off my choices. Are you ready?
Well, I don't want to pretend to say things for him because I don't want him coming after me.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll initiate a Francisco waiver in this clause.
All right.
Yes.
I will answer
okay.
It as me. As me.
Oh, okay. All right. The Joker or the Riddler?
Joker.
Beef ribs or pork ribs?
Pork.
Wendy's or Burger King?
Burger King.
Twinkies or fruit pies?
Fruit pies.
Terry Funk or Bam Bam Bigelow?
Terry Funk.
Gordon Solie or Bobby the Brain Heenan?
Gordon Solie.
Brie or Nikki Bella?
Nikki.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Tornado or tornado or tropical storm?
Tornado.
Shawshank Redemption or Cage Kate with plasmatic singer Wendy O. Williams?
Cage Kate with plasmatic singer Wendy O. Williams.
Oh, okay. All right. Hell's Angels are Venti Lattes, the vicious street gang named after an extra-large coffee in Kelso, Washington.
Venti Lattes, a vicious street gang named after extra-large coffee in Kelso, Washington.
Ooh, very nice. Okay. Vampire or shapeshifter?
Shapeshifter.
Okay. George the Animal Steel or Seamus?
George Animal Steel.
King Booker T or King Harley Race?
King Harley Race.
Catwoman or Mary Ann from Gilligan's Island?
Which Catwoman?
The first one, Julie Newmar.
Catwoman.
Oh, okay. South Park or Family Guy?
Family Guy.
Family Guy, okay. Quagmire or Chris Griffin?
Quagmire.
Okay. Kiss or REO Speedwagon?
Kiss.
Ooh, okay. Now, what is your favorite Kiss character? Is it the spaceman, the demon, the star child, or the cat?
The demon, Gene Stanley.
Oh, okay, Gene Simmons, okay. Now here, if Francisco was to answer like you were, I was going to ask him if he was familiar with a rock group he's called the Plaster Casters.
Well, I don't know. He might be.
Yes, yes, okay. And then I was going to also ask him if he had heard of Turnbuckle Turmoil before we had contacted him, or if he had heard any of our broadcasts before today. That's what I was going to ask. Yes.
Well, now if you ask him that, he'll say, of course, because I was on before.
That's true, yes. All right, my last two questions, bringing on the choice, bring on the funk, was, now, I heard him say Joe Pesci, you know, how he said, what, do you think I'm a clown? That was from Wise Guys. So I immediately put down Joe Pesci or Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
Okay. Wise Guys or High Plains Drifter?
High Plains Drifter.
Okay, High Plains Drifter. Okay, very good. I think he rode a spotted horse in that movie. A spotted horse, yes.
Francisco Chiazzo rode a spotted horse?
Yeah, I think he would be up to that, yes. Yes. For Halloween.
All right, if he confirms otherwise, you might be in trouble for degrading the name of Francisco Chiazzo.
All right. I'm going to ask Francisco that very question, if he has ever, if he plans to ride a spotted horse for Halloween. Yes. I'm going to befriend him first and then ask him that question. Yes.
Well, that seems prudent.
And then, sign guy, I was going to ask him if he had heard of the Category 5 hurricane that is right off the coast of Mexico at this moment and has sustained winds of 200 miles an hour and gusts of over 200 miles per hour. And it's expected to dump at least 20 inches of rain on Mexico before reaching Texas. That's what I was going to ask.
Is this going to be a topic of the Weather Club, and are there emergency meetings of such to go over this projected storm that could have potential devastating effects on the western coast of Mexico, possibly interrupting several Lucha Libre events?
Well, I am going to frantically put out the message to Aaron Bolo, Dave the Beast Barnett, and a certain card shop owner in Marysville that we know, and tell them that there will be an emergency meeting, yes. As you know, the weather and wrestling have historically had a symbiotic relationship. Yes.
Now, is this card shop going to be the location for the Weather Club to meet?
That's what I'm going to ask him. Yes.
Now, if he's not available because, let's say, he's preparing for a match at HPW on the 7th of November, where would the Weather Club be held?
That's a good question. How about a Starbucks in just north of Seattle? Yes.
All right. Well, that narrows it down to roughly 311 Starbucks.
Okay, I'm going to say off exit 173.
That would be in Seattle. Could you bump it up to, say, 174?
Oh, is 173 and 174 the dividing line?
174 is actually the dividing line.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, very good, yes. I'm going to say anything 174 and north is where we're
okay.
going to hold the Weather Club meeting. Yes.
So you're looking at the shoreline area.
Yes.
Okay, so what if you were to hold the meeting at the Starbucks? Let's see. Technically, there's two right at the border, but they actually fall onto the Seattle side of the line. So, let's see. What if you were to go to the Starbucks, which is... How about one in Mount Lake Terrace?
Oh, Mount Lake Terrace. Okay, that's good. Yes.
All right. So the one in Mount Lake Terrace right there on Ballinger Way.
Oh, okay. Ballinger Way. Okay. Did you say Bellinger or Ballinger?
Ballinger way. Bellinger would have to get the Ballinger.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Now, at this next meeting, are you going to discuss the properties of this storm in comparison to Kerry Von Erich, who was, of course, for a time, the Texas tornado?
Oh, wow. Yes. I will be discussing with Dave Bellinger the barometric pressure. I suspect that this barometric pressure of this hurricane that, well, right now is going inland on Mexico, it's probably, I'm going to say right off the bat, 3 millibars lower than Camille that struck Louisiana in 68. Camille, Hurricane Camille, yes.
Now, could you also possibly, at some point in the Weather Club, show footage of the wrestling pay-per-view Heroes of Legends, which showed how the hurricane tore apart the Gulf region? They rebuilt that region into a resort town and eventually held Heroes of Wrestling pay-per-view. It's on YouTube.
Oh, man, I would like to do that, yes. Yes. And I'd also like to splice in Gregory Helms when he parts the curtain and he says, "A hurricane is coming." That would be also good. Yes.
I believe his exact words were, "Stand back. A hurricane is coming through."
Yes, I used the shorter version. Yes.
Yes. Now, were you excited at the last TNA pay-per-view when presenting the X Division title after the Ultimate X match was, in fact, one Gregory Helms?
I didn't see that, but I'm going to have to watch that, make it a top priority.
I think you should. Yeah, he was definitely there to present the title belt. He's from North Carolina. The pay-per-view is in North Carolina, so they had him come out and present the winner, the championship belt, the winner of said match, retaining his title, was, of course, Tigre Uno.
Well, now, Sign Guy, what did you think about WWE Monday Night Raw this past Monday when Stone Cold made an appearance?
First time in 4 years, they were saying, that he'd been live on Monday Night Raw.
And also, you had Bret Michaels.
You did not, because otherwise there would be a Poison concert. You had Shawn Michaels there.
Oh, Shawn Michaels, yes. I was looking over my Plaster Caster lyric and got mixed up with rock and roll. Yes, Shawn Michaels, yes.
Now, do you remember when Shawn Michaels was a member of the tag team The Rockers?
Oh, yes, with Marty Jannetty.
Yes.
Yeah, they were good. Now, Sign Guy, we have some double shows coming up on Turnbuckle Turmoil. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans what these double booked shows, two in the same day, will be?
Next Friday, the 30th of October, heading into Halloween, two big time guests. We have Mike the Match Hart, member of the famed Hart family, and following that in the second hour next week at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern, will be NWA Blue Collar Star Darkness.
Ooh, yes. Now, Sun Guy, you have been in the ring with Darkness, or at least when he's brought his punk into the ring. Your thoughts on this slightly newcomer Darkness?
I've never seen him bring a pumpkin to the ring.
You've seen him bring a slight pumpkin skull in a box, what appears to be a slight pumpkin skull. Yes.
How would a pumpkin have a skull? It's a pumpkin.
Well, have you seen what they can do with the epoxy resin these days? Yes.
That's not really a skull, but he brings a skull, an actual skull to the ring.
Oh, okay. That's very creepy. Yes. Roy
it really
Lovejoy
is.
Has gone on record saying, "Boy, I don't really want to interview this guy, and this guy gives me the creeps," even before he makes his in appearance. Yes.
Well, you get in there and see how you like introducing someone as creepy as darkness. I'm sure Roy Lovejoy has regretted the use of dark pants in his outfit, having introduced darkness a couple of times.
Yes, you've got to be on edge when you're around darkness, yes. I myself would try to interject a little twilight into him, yes.
All right.
I mean, effervescent personality twilight, yes. Now, Sangay, I was a little bit put off or puzzled by the reaction of Francisco when I mentioned Chief Little Bear. It may have been my imagination, but I don't know if he thought too highly of this Chief Little Bear.
That didn't seem to be. I don't know. We might have to get to the bottom of that if we ever get him back on the program.
Yes, I'll have to launch a blue panel investigation. I think I'd make it a priority, or maybe I will try to ask Francisco to come on Turnbuckle Turmoil early in 2016 so he can finish up our interview and play Bring On the Choice, Bring On the Funk. And I will ask him about his strange reaction to Chief Little Bear and the bear claw that he wore on his wrestling singlet.
All right. Now, will you be launching this blue collar investigation from Blue Collar Wrestling?
That is my fondest wish, yes. I see that Blue Collar, they have the announcers there pretty far away from the ring. Maybe I can make friends with some of the announcers, yes.
So they can aid you in your investigation?
Yes, that's what I'm getting at, yes.
That makes sense. Now, QT, this past week, I believe it may have been a first time ever for Turnbuckle Turmoil, first time in all these years, QT, one of your homework assignments was actually completed and turned in. Lou Crank made some history.
Lou Crank did?
Yes.
Wow. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners what if this involved watching a YouTube video?
It did. As you noted from the post on your Facebook page, Lou Crank did in fact look up and watch the Don Morocco and Mr. Fuji stand-up from TNT, and he thoroughly enjoyed it. He reported back.
Oh, well, I'd like to inform our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners that this past Sunday evening through just about 2 hours ago, I have been on assignment in the Vancouver area doing my shoot job, and I just got back home, and I haven't had time to check all my Facebook posts. This is huge news. I'm very glad a homework assignment was finally completed. Well, I got to tell you, Sinai, I think all our listeners do enjoy and complete their Turnbuckle Turmoil homework assignments. It's just that this one has been confirmed. Yes.
That could be. Now, you've given Beast Barnett many a homework assignment. Do you ever follow up with him on said homework assignment, or do you forget within the next day or so what his actual homework assignment was and ask him something completely unrelated to the homework assignment actually given to him?
Yes, I think I'd pretty much follow that path. I with Dave the Beast Barnett, I'm off on quite a few tangents, yes. I never quite follow up to see if he actually completed his homework assignments. Maybe.
Now imagine.
Yes.
Imagine, if you will, a dedicated notebook and pencil for you to write down all homework assignments so you know what was assigned to which person, making follow-up a breeze.
Okay, now that is very good. I'm going to start today with your notification that Blue Crank did look up the Don Morocco, Mr. Fuji comedy team. First, after we hang up, I've got to go and see about the comments that Blue Crank wrote about this. and then I will put down homework completed. Actually, I'm going to make two comments. Homework assigned, homework completed. Very good. Yes.
QT, are you ready for one of the very few times you've had dual Bring On to Choice, Bring On to Funk? Because I have some Bring On to Choice, Bring On to Funk for you.
Oh, okay.
All right. Here we go in a rare dual Bring On to Choice, Bring On to Funk. The first one, Sunset Flip or Crossbody?
Crossbody.
Cage match or no DQ match?
I'm going to put no DQ just because I've seen Gregor Petrov's street fights. No DQ. That's what I base it off of. Yes.
Jack Tunney or Gorilla Monsoon?
Oh, Gorilla Monsoon.
Weights or cardio?
Cardio.
YouTube or Netflix?
YouTube.
Steak or chicken?
Steak.
Real ropes or cables?
Cables.
Eye rake or back rake?
Eye rake.
DDT or brain buster?
Brain buster.
Mask or face paint?
Face paint.
Crossbody or sunset flip?
Sunset flip.
DDT or brain buster?
DDT.
Protein bar or protein shake?
Protein shake.
Halloween or Independence Day?
I'm going to say Halloween.
Beach or amusement park?
Amusement park.
Valet or manager?
Valet.
Triple A or New Japan?
New Japan.
Headlock or armbar?
Armbar.
Bob Orton Jr. or Bob Backlund?
Bob Backlund.
Riesling or Chardonnay?
Chardonnay.
Best Buy or Radio Shack?
Radio Shack.
And the last one, the Ohio River or the Mississippi River?
Oh, Ohio River. Any river that caught fire back in the 70s gets my vote. Yes.
Well, that would be the Ohio River for sure.
Yes. Yes. All right, well, Sign Guy, I'm going to double-check. This is Mike the Hatch Hart next Friday at our regular time, 3, and then right after, it's Darkness at 4.
That is correct. Also next week, on Halloween Day, 11 a.m. in the morning, Pacific time, 2 in the afternoon, Eastern time. Team IOU gets a Buddha special. Team IOU will join us on Halloween.
Yes. I think someone requested that, yes.
I believe you got them to agree to that the last time they were on, and it's been several months since they were on. They have evolved. They're hitting new places. In fact, QT, they are in Ybor City, Florida today, the same show as Francisco Chiazzo.
Wow, Team IOU, 11 a.m. on Halloween, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11, 12, 1, 2. Yes, I would be 2 p.m. Eastern. Yes.
Indeed.
Wow. Now, Sign Guy, you're known for your extensive prep work with Team IOU. Can you give us a hint of some of the existential questions you might be asking?
Well, I'm sure we'll ask them thoughts on Halloween costumes. I'm sure we'll ask them their feelings on Halloween candy. We might even ask them where they like to go after shows to enjoy some food. I'm sure it's kind of hard to find places open that late after a show to accommodate a dog.
Yes, that's true. Yes. Wow, Team IOU, that's fantastic. All right, well, who do we have coming up this Sunday, Sign Guy?
Scheduled for Sunday, we have Delaware-based competitor Muddy Waters.
Ooh, okay, very nice. We don't get too many wrestlers from Delaware.
Not very many. We had on the Funkified Wrestling Federation promoter earlier this year. He was based out of Delaware, lived in Delaware, started the promotion in Delaware before moving. But outside of him, I don't believe we've had a Delaware-based wrestler until Muddy Waters agreed to do the show.
All right. Well, sign guy, I myself have my homework assignment to look up a Blue Crank and to start a journal of homework assignments assigned and homework assignment completed. I'm very excited to put completed by Blue Crank. Yes, Blue Crank.
Are you going to pick up your dedicated notebook and pencil at a local 7-Eleven?
Yes, well, maybe not 7-Eleven, probably the exchange, but I hope to have wrestling legend Aaron Bolo autograph this, or Coach Mike Jones, homework assignment book.
You're wanting Aaron Bolo to autograph Coach Mike Jones or your notebook? That's kind of a diverse
yes.
thing to autograph for him.
Yes. Or if I can't get either of those two to autograph my homework assignment book, it's going to be Laren the Golden Songbird Amos.
Wow. Now, is this going to be on the back cover?
Yes. She will sign the back cover, yes.
Will it be in Sharpie, or will you use a magenta-colored crayon?
Oh, probably magenta-colored crayon. Doesn't Casey Carlisle use those? Like on her film?
Not
pictures?
To my knowledge.
Damn. Oh, all right. Whatever shows up in semi-darkness the best.
Is that a darkness reference?
Yes.
All right.
Who knows? Maybe I'll even have darkness sign it.
You're brave enough to go up to darkness and see if he'll sign it for you?
Yes, I am. Yes.
You're not going to run away scared?
Well, you know, the sign guy in the Northwest, QT Votes, has this reputation of uttering the sound, ah! And, you know, that is kind of when QT gets into tight situations, there is kind of like that, ah! And that is based off Homer Simpson. But it's a subliminal thought of QT Votes that Homer Simpson has not gotten his due as a wrestler. I feel with 3D printing making huge impacts in American society, pretty much with a plastic gun replication, plastic gun, and in the future, human gene splicing and medical technology, that Homer Simpson will be finally involved in a wrestling match at Blue Collar Wrestling. Yes. And what other competitor to face Homer Simpson, who is produced by a 3D printer, than Darkness? I can see Homer Simpson going, ah! Yes, that's what I'm getting at. That's my chain of thought.
All right.
Yes. That and
how can
that
we ask
the,
if this notebook will be with a blue cover?
Yes, blue cover.
That
and
makes sense because you like to launch blue panel investigations.
That's true, blue panel investigations. Can you please make Laren the Golden Songbird Amos try to listen to that Homer Simpson chain of thought? Yes, it's very important for her. Not that this is a homework assignment, it's just that I want to see what her reaction will be. Yes, you could have a camcorder or something.
I can try. I cannot guarantee, but I will
very
see what
nice.
I can
That's
do.
That's all I ask, sign guy.
All right. Well,
okay.
I guess we should wrap this up. We're just about out of time for today. So, fans, get out there, support your local independents. We'll be back with you Sunday afternoon. Scheduled guests that day, Muddy Waters.